Hare Krishna. It's our great blessed good fortune today that we have with us His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj, who has come here especially to grace the occasion to distribute the certificates to the devotees. A week ago, I met Maharaj in the Vrindavan forest. I had gone to seek blessings from Maharaj to start similar Vidyapitam classes in Bangalore and Pune and Kanpur and Calcutta. Of course, I told Maharaj that I am only planning to teach half of it, and for the rest half, I want to take teachers from here, like Gaurang Darshan Prabhu, Balram Shakti Prabhu, Radhika Vallabhama, other devotees. And the main reason I told Maharaj was, it is very easy to hand over the content, but the consciousness and the Vaishnava qualities that these devotees are exemplifying is very rare. So I am requesting them to come, Maharaj. And I sought blessings from Maharaj. Maharaj was telling about three things Maharaj said that, on that day. First thing he said in 1972, Srila Prabhupada called the devotees and said, now it's time for you to boil the milk now. We have acquired a lot of milk, but if we don't boil it, we will lose it. And also Maharaj said that at that time, although our society was flooding with devotees, many were coming, staying for a while and leaving. And Prabhupada felt the need for making the devotees study his books. Secondly, Maharaj said, Srila Prabhupada did say, simply by touching his book, one will perfect his life. It is very rare. So we should distribute his books. Let at least people touch his books. But Prabhupada said, Maharaj was saying that Prabhupada not only wanted people to just touch his books and keep quiet, but he also, Prabhupada wrote in his letters about the Bhakti Shastri, Bhakti Vaibhava and such courses, and he wanted them to be systematically taught, and it was his very personal desire. And Maharaj said, I am very pleased that this Bhaktivedanta Vidyapitam is actually fulfilling that order of Srila Prabhupada. And thirdly, he said a very important point, that the study of this Prabhupada's books should not be just an academic endeavor, but it should actually help the devotees to imbibe the Vaishnava qualities and Sadachar, which is actually the ultimate goal of all these studies. So I was sharing with Maharaj how I personally felt very happy being here. My coming here is not only to just study the books, but also to watch the teachers and watch the devotees and living in their company, grasp some of their Vaishnava consciousness and go back after this 2 years course. So I was telling him I am immensely benefited, and now I am reiterating the same point here, that our Bhaktivedanta Vidyapitam is blessed by Maharaj, and Gauranga Prabhu started it with the help of His Grace Gauranga Darshan Prabhu. And in the last so many batches, the overview notes that was prepared has been developed into Swabodhini guides now, which are getting printed and published and going all over the world. And also many, many devotees have come forward assisting Gauranga Darshan Prabhu in doing many things in cooperation. And in this way, this course has become a very effective and very powerful course. In a couple of years, teaching the essential substance of the Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita. And we are especially thankful to His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj, because in his teachings, he has interwoven all the vital aspects of a Vaishnava's life that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to hand over. So this course actually imbibes the same mood, the thread of humility and submissiveness and surrender in the teachings, as we have found in all of our wonderful teachers teaching us. So now I will request Gauranga Darshan Prabhu to take over the dais and say a little bit about the course to Maharaj and then about certificates. Thank you.
Hare Krishna. So we are missing Gauranga Prabhu. I am personally missing Gauranga Prabhu very much in this occasion, where Maharaj is first time meeting all Vidyapits of all three batches here. And Gauranga Prabhu mentioned several times that Prabhupada had several ideas for new Vrindavan. So one is developing a retreat center, Vrindavan forest, then co-protection, agriculture, and one more is a place for higher learning. So Prabhupada would, Maharaj would, or Gauram would often quote from Navavraja Mahima by Shivaram Maharaj, so where these things are mentioned. So a place for higher learning is happening by the means of this Vidyapeeth, which Gauram Prabhu envisioned 4 years back. And the structure of the course, as Prabhuji requested me to explain, is this whole Vidyapeeth operates on 5S model: sadhana, swadhyay, sadachar, seva, and sangha. So the main key element, which is swadhyaya, is not just studying in an academic way, but it has several elements. So the sub-elements of this swadhyaya are, you know, shravanam, which is hearing from different teachers on chapters of Bhagavatam. Then we have kirtanam. Students also give presentations on Bhagavatam to effectively preach. And also we have nididhyasanam, where we have assignments and open book exams where they contemplate and write the several essays on these Bhagavatam episodes. And we have mananam, regular tests, daily tests, where devotees recollect what they have studied and heard in the previous day and then write. And we also have patanam, sloka recitation, getting familiar with the Sanskrit and all those things. So with all these several aspects, vital aspects that are very important for a growing sadhaka, so somehow Vidyapeeth is progressing with the blessings of all Vaishnavas, Maharaj, and Gauranga Prabhu, and Radhesham Prabhu, and many other devotees. And we must thank all the teachers of Vidyapeeth: Radhika Valla Prabhu, Damodar Prabhu, Balram Shakti Prabhu, Nimai Lila Prabhu, Avatar Lila Prabhu, and many other devotees. So without teachers' assistance, we cannot run the course. And the most important contribution is by all the brahmacharis in Govardhan Eco Village, so who have taken the responsibilities of all construction and all other heavy responsibilities of management and maintaining this place, so that all these Vidyapeeth devotees can have a opportunity to study the scriptures. If they had not taken the responsibilities of to maintaining this place, we will not have experienced this place while studying. So GV appears very conducive for Shastric study only because others are taking the responsibility of construction and maintenance. So we are very grateful to all the brahmacharis, and we are very grateful to Radhanand Maharaj for gracing this occasion for the first time. So thank you, Maharaj. I'm very grateful to you. So now you can speak a few words.
Om Akyanti Midandasya Gyananjana Chalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadam Mayam Tadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuthapadakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakanvitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Ascatya Deshatarine Panchatatvatmakam Krishnam Bhaktarupa Swarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi, Radhe Vrindavaneshwari, Vrishabhanu Sute Devi, Pranamami Hari Priye, Vanshakalpa Tarubhyascha, Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha, Patitanam Pavanibhyo, Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Brinda, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Thank you for giving me this very last minute opportunity. I was just told about it today afternoon. But truly it is a beautiful opportunity for me to, on behalf of His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, express my gratitude for all of the devotees participating in the Bhaktivedanta Vidyapit. Gauranga Darshan Prabhu cited Gauranga Prabhu, who cited Srila Prabhupada, in his directions for the original rural community of ISKCON, New Vrindavan. It was established around 1968. But even before that, in 1966, Srila Prabhupada wrote in his principles he wanted to accomplish in ISKCON, a place of places of pilgrimage, where people could experience and meditate upon the pastimes and teachings of Krishna.